This is about Mr. York with Jan.
Mr. York, he owned the property that Welburn lives on now.
Oh.
The old Welburn. And I don't know whether he built that building or not. And I don't know who he bought it from, but Phoebe might know a little bit more. And my dad, well, Alan did a little dozer work for him. And then my dad got to know him, and my dad was, you know, telling, come on over. You know, he invited everybody in, whether he knew him or not. But anyway, so it was Christmas time, and Dad says, come to Christmas. Come to dinner. And so Mr. York said, okay. And he was kind of short and just a little bit overweight, not much. And he came, and I can't remember whether his Cadillac convertible was red or white. I don't remember. But he came driving in the yard, and he got out of his car, and he had a red beret on, and he had a white shirt, white pants, and a red sash.
Oh, Christmas colors.
And a sword.
A sword? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he took his sword off, and he laid it in his car, and then he came in the house, and we had a really nice dinner, and he told stories, and I wish I could remember them. But he was really a character, just really a character. And I don't, Phoebe probably doesn't remember him because I think she's too young. But he was a character.
Wow.
A real character.
Neat, neat.
But you might, Phoebe might remember buying, her folks buying it from him.
Okay.
Or maybe there might have been somebody in between. But I don't know. I just, but I can see him getting out of that car. And I went, oh my goodness.
Well, Duluth is full of characters.
He was just happy and really nice guy. I wish I had been able to get to know him. But Alan knew him a little more, and now I'm going, darn, if I wish I could ask him.
For sure. For sure.
So, this is my son, David.
Yes.
This is Suki.
I remember David. Of course.
He's a great guy. I don't know if you remember, this is the Margie Kersey. She said you helped her with this. Did you know she had published the book?
I didn't. Let me go get my glasses.
Okay.
I hope I can find them. I got get a new pair. Two new pair.
Oh.
These glasses I've had for like 4 years, and they're not doing the job very well anymore.
Yeah.
Plus they're all scratched.
That doesn't help. Well, I'm going to leave this with you, but this is, she wrote this about her time at the ranch, and she thanks you in here for your help.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's her story of living at what was the Judson Hot Springs. And she says a little bit about the history of all the different people who owned it and all of her memories out here.
My kitchen cabinet, the big one right there. When those five women moved in.
Right.
They moved that cabinet out on the south side of the house, and I would see it every time I go to town and think, I wonder what they're going to do with that. You know, and I knew it was old. I'd never been in that house but maybe three times. And I was thinking, and about 4 years went by, or 2 years, whatever it was. And I thought, I'm going to stop and ask him. It's just going to fall apart out there. So I stopped and asked him. He said, sure, you can have it.
Good.
And I went, I can. It's made out of redwood.
Oh.
And I'm thinking either Doc Wilson had it made or made it.
Uh-huh.
Or the guy with the Jetsons.
With the...
Not Jetson. The lady that lived there with her daughter.
Reagan? McManus. Oh, Reagan. She had it first, yeah.
And so I'm wondering if it's that old.
Oh, it could be. It could
because
be.
Because it had... There's a little cubby hole, and then there's two glass enclosures. And then on the top, there's a shelf, and then the top. And there was doors there.
Oh.
And they had glass in them. But the frame was about like this and like this, so you didn't have very much glass.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, I hate to do it, but I'm not going to use those.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, just in case, yeah.
Yeah, because you just couldn't see in.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so I didn't put those back on. And I
did you know her when she was living out here? That would have been before you, right? Because you were born in 1944.
He
bought it in 1938, and she was, I think, 5 when she went to the ranch. But I don't know what year she was born.
Marjorie.
Did you know Doc Wilson?
I was real little.
Uh-huh.
And we used to go to the post office, and every once in a while, you know, he would be there at the same time.
Right.
That's all I knew.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know him at all.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing with Bleeker. I'd go down to Bleeker's with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And usually it was Mr. Bleeker that would come down, and they had, what was the dog? Anyway, they had this big dog. And my dad, he says, you stay in the car. Uh-huh. I stay in the car and reach out and pet the dog.
Now, you said you lived in the two-story house, right?
Mm-hmm. We lived there for 5 years.
Uh-huh. And when was that?
That was 1979 is when we lived in there.
Uh-huh.
And that was the year that it flooded, and it really flooded. It came up on the road down below that
house. That was 79. That's the
79,
big... Yeah. I was in Oceanside, and my place there flooded.
Yeah,
it was down.
It was something. You could hear that river just roaring.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And so it was really exciting for us, you know. And so we take our flashlights down there in the dark because it sounded like it was really close. And sure enough, it had come up on the lower part of the road right there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And wow.
Yeah, wow.
Because I don't remember it doing that.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid.
That was a big, big, big rain year. I think that must have been the year.
I think we had like 40 inches or 40...
Probably, yeah. We have the rainfall records during that time. Yeah, I was going to look them up.
Yeah, you showed them to me. But
yeah,
I
one
think
time.
79.
Yeah.
I think we measured like 42 or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
And... that was amazing.
And so you said your brother was living in the house when it burned down?
Mm-hmm.
And that was after you?
Yes.
Oh, he moved in.
There was another, I think there was two guys and a couple of girls that moved in there.
Oh,
and they
okay,
were
after you.
Full-on hippie, uh-huh, wild children.
Uh-huh.
And when, I guess... I don't know if they got evicted or if they just moved, but there was 12 people ahead of us to rent that place.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so pretty soon he called, and the realtor called and said, you can go look at it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down and looked at it. And there was bullet holes on the inside of the living room.
Oh, my goodness.
And not just a few. There was several.
Wow.
And it was pretty much a mess. The kitchen wall was all black mold.
Oh.
And because the roof leaked.
And
it was on a tilt, so it ran down to that wall and then ran down. And my husband was going, Jeanette, I don't think we want to do this. And I'm going, yes, we do. Yes. And I'll leave that open for a second. And so anyway, we ended up getting it.
Good.
And we promised Neil, you won't have to do anything. We'll do it all.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't very long until he was right in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And
helping out.
We painted. I don't recognize that name for some reason.
Huh.
Was that one
she
of the,
had,
one of the five women?
No. She was the granddaughter of Doc Wilson. Yeah, she was Doc Wilson's granddaughter.
I'm just not remembering.
And I think her name was like Brewster then. Hmm. But she only came out and visited. She never lived there. She came out on the weekends and over the summer. But I'm going to leave you this. You can read it.
Oh, great.
And because I thought you would enjoy it. Now, this is the...
Oh, now, this is her picture?
Yes, now. She's living in Tucson right now. And there's a lot of little pictures up there of her as a little girl.
She looks kind of familiar.
She came out and visited, I think, in... She said 2005, I think, was the last time she had come out and visited.
I tried calling... the daughter of the Whaley mine.
Oh.
And there was an answering machine.
Uh-huh.
With a very shaky little old lady voice.
Ah.
And I didn't call back.
Uh-huh.
I will.
Okay.
But there was a lot of things going on, and I just thought about it the other day. I thought, I never called them back.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to try to call her back and see.
Oh, that would be great. That'd be great. This is the 1889
Platinum.
That's what I got from the... I got that from the Historical Society. I need to go back there and see if they have any other plat maps. But now I have all the plat numbers, so I could get them from the assessor's office, and I thought if I could get one like from every 5 years out here, then we could see how
things would be interesting.
So that's my next project after Christmas. That's coming later. And so it's interesting. That's where I found out about Rattlesnake Creek and all of that. So that's why I thought maybe if you could do a nice... And here's paper for you. A nice big one of that. Because it's so hard to read.
Right. So just copy the whole thing?
Yeah, just copy the stuff, all the stuff that pertains to... And I have another one for Fallbrook.
Okay, I have to
get oriented
here.
It's really, really hard to read. And I thought it would be nice to...
West Fallbrook. What was that about? Ranch M. I don't know what... Paula...
Oh, did I get the Deleuze one? I got the Fallbrook section. I didn't get the Deleuze one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have one that's just Deleuze. I grabbed it real fast. I didn't. So if I send you a PDF of it, can you print it out?
No.
Okay.
Printer's dead.
Okay. I can either mail it to you or I can come back and drop it off to you. The Deleuze one. It has only Deleuze.
Okay, here says Deleuze Creek. So
yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't bring the right one. Anyway, this is
But in the meantime, Vic McKenzie did this one up of Deleuze. It's a modern day Deleuze.
I was going to say, he's got better eyesight than I do.
Yeah, I blew it up from the one he did.
Oh my gosh.
So it would be good if it was even bigger, but I thought maybe if you could just do a larger line drawing of it, and maybe not have as details in it, or if you have just a map of Deleuze, just all the roads we have out here,
mm-hmm.
the main one, you know, Deleuze Road, Deleuze Murrieta Road, up Tanaha,
Daly,
and just, and that would give you an idea of.
So this is, I can't even read that.
I know, I wish I could blow it up even larger.
I wonder if they might have some of the library.
Just a map of Deleuze, just a map, a thought book.
To blow it up.
Oh.
Or maybe Kinko's. They'll probably charge an arm and a leg.
To blow it up to like this size or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Deleuze Road. Lock gate. That's Kelly Roxanne, I think.
Yeah. I don't know where that lock gate is.
I think that's the one.
I know.
By the persimmon trees.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because they have one at Calle Roxanne. There's a lock gate, but it's going onto a person's property. Oh, I wished I'd brought you the Deleuze one.
Deleuze School. So, do you want the dirt roads too?
Let's see, what are those? Those are. I can have.
Do you want the magnifying glass?
I can see better this way. Oh, that's Tanaha Truck Trail. And that's. What's this one? Fraubrook. Okay. This is the truck trail. This is the one going past the retreat.
Oh,
that's
the dirt
road going past the retreat. So this is Deleuze Murrieta Road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he does a lot of the heights. I don't know how much, because that's all Ross Daly stuff.
Right.
So I don't think we need all those little roads and all the people that live there, because that changed hit into his hands.
Yeah, that was like in the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
I remember, let's see. Where did I see the school?
Yeah, I saw the school on here.
Oh, there's the Y. So that should, there's the school.
Yeah.
Right there. Okay, now Deauville's.
That's all up in the Heights, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they lived up on the Heights. But back then, it was a ranch.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly Juan Murrieta, the gangster guy,
right. Uh-huh.
Supposedly he had stayed up there before them.
Uh-huh.
But that was a hideout place up
right,
there.
Right, right.
So whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's a good story.
Yes, it is.
Well, we used to chase cows, all of us kids at school for PE. We would chase Deauville's cows back up. I don't even know for sure that they were Deauville's, but there would be like anywhere from 6 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And we'd chase them back up.
So this was a Deauville, and that was probably someone, you said it was his ranch.
Deauville was further down. Deauville is straight up the hill from us. So it would be, I don't know what that road is. Deleuze Murrieta Road. Let's see, where's the county line? That would be the easiest way to tell.
Yeah, that's...
Sky Ranch.
Right, that's right over here.
Yeah, it's just down the road.
So I don't know if it is... Does that say Riverside? Let's see.
Something Barracuda.
Barracuda?
No, it couldn't be that.
Buena Vista?
I can't.
Buena Vista is down where Charlie and... Okay, that's Daly Road.
What does it
That says to... county line right there.
Okay, so that's the county line. So you would just probably just need to go out here to the county line.
Yeah.
And then...
So we're at the county line, so Deauville's...
Would have been over here more.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, that's Deauville Ranch Road, so this was Deauville's right here,
oh,
where that okay. red house is up there and the crazy people.
Uh-huh.
That's where Deauville's. And we used to hike from our house up over the hill for an avocado sandwich.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, this is interesting. So this must be from...
He did this...
60s or...
Yeah, he would have done it fairly recently because he got it to take to one of the picnics.
Oh.
So,
You want to see?
Hi. You want to see what we're looking at? Yes, as long as you get to come up here and say hi, it's okay, huh?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how much of the heights you would need to put in there because...
Well, I could just put... Well, the old...
The big roads. The old big roads.
The old road.
Yeah, you're a nice donkey.
Okay, there's this school. That is probably the old road up there. And that's...
Oh, that's...
Down by that nursery.
Right, right, right. That goes up along the side. Yeah, maybe you could put that in.
So I think that's it. And then it went over here... And went all the way to let's see, how did we, they said that Deauville was off of this road, yeah. So, backtrack. So, we put this road to there. And I think that's all Daly Heights, because I think this went to the old, where they crushed olives.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably right there somewhere.
Okay.
So that would be the main road that went through.
Okay, good. Good.
Except I don't... It didn't go all the way through when I was a kid. I think it just went to Deauville's. Because I told you the story about the table.
Right, right.
We had to go down past Butler's.
Uh-huh.
To get it. So that's why it had to be done at night. Because my grandma didn't want him to know, and Mrs. Deauville didn't want him to know that she'd given it to my grandma.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go at night.
So where would Butler's Ranch be on here? That would be...
Okay, if this is the old road that goes up, then Butler's would be... Right here.
Right in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the road goes around and up, and the nursery is all along here.
Mm-hmm. That was the Buena Vista. That's currently the nursery.
And so the old hotel would be right along in there.
Uh-huh.
And the old post office used to be right there.
Right across the street. That one I found, yeah.
It's okay, we're oriented.
Okay, good. So just that much of it, as big as you can on this.
Okay. This line could go here.
Yes.
And then this one can go off over to here.
Yeah. That would be great. And then then I'll have one as a master. And then if I could get all of the how they changed over the years would be really nice to put in their the plots.
That's going to be fun to see.
That will be. Now, this I got that shows. I got this from the...
I can see this one.
Yes. I got this one from... from the Historical Society. And fortunately, I took a picture of it, and it was all bunched up. But anyway, it shows the different people and the years. The camp was here, and... I can't read that. It was the camp, and...
Now, is that camp retreat?
No, the H.J. camp, the first peoples, one of the first people out here were camp. They were some of the first families out here, and it tells the years.
Yeah, I don't know that name.
Yeah. Well, from my research, I got from Scott. He lent me all of the school registers from 1891.
That is crazy.
So I'm writing down all the names because I figure that will tell me who was out here and how many. A lot of them, and in what years, and it would be accurate because some, you know, people say, right. Like Reagan say, oh, this Brody went to this, this went to this, went to this, but I don't have any of the years.
And but so, with the school records.
With the school records, I'll see, because it's a long slog, but I'm getting it all done. I've done like 4 or 5 years now. So that makes me, so I recognize Wilmot. I recognize camp. Mm-hmm. I recognize the Rabonis aren't there yet.
Right.
But this tells me, and these were the families that were here in 1892. So,
or 1888.
Yeah, it went back that far. So,
well, Garnsey's came in like 1868.
No, they came later than that.
Or
The Days came first. The Days...
Okay, that was Grandpa Day.
That was Gramp Day. And after the Days, Garnsey came. I have all I have it all written out as when he got here, because from all my family research, in all the other paperwork I've gotten about it, it says when he got here. So I have a lot of that in just old articles that have been written. Wilmot.
I recognize that one.
Yeah, there was two different Wilmots, and they had a lot of kids.
Yeah, well, there was the two Adobes.
Uh-huh.
There was well, I can't tell you from this, but there was the old Bleecker place where we lived that burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Clicks.
Yes.
That was a Wilmot house.
Oh, okay.
From what I understand. And then down the road coming this way was the other Adobe.
Uh-huh.
And that was where the driveway is that goes into that property. So you leave Bleecker's and you drive around. And the horse ranch is over here.
Right,
and,
right.
And there's driveway. Oh, and driveway.
The next, was it the new people that have moved into that ranch house, or was it the Langs, which was down closer to the creek?
No,
it was farther this way.
So this would be Bleecker's.
Uh-huh.
And you go past Bleecker's, and you come down and around, and the hill is right here. And then it turns, and right there is a driveway.
Uh-huh.
And the horse ranch is over here.
Uh-huh.
And as you go in that driveway, the Adobe was on the left-hand side.
Oh.
I mean, it was a little different than it is now.
Uh-huh.
But there was a very interesting Adobe house, and it had, I don't know, maybe 8-10 steps that went up, and there was kind of pillars on each side.
Oh, neat.
It was a neat house.
Yeah, maybe once you get a master done, we could copy it, and then you could put all that stuff in. along the road, that you remember, because that would give us a lot of landmarks.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe you could, just the different landmarks, you know, and you could draw a little adobe in there and use some of your artist skills, you know, and make it, that would be, make it very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a book out of this eventually of all this stuff. So,
there was another family that lived almost across from the Wellburn house driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Back up in that, the hill goes, there's all orange trees or citrus now. And about a, maybe an eighth of a mile up the hill, there was a little house back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kids I went to school with. I think I went to school with the youngest one. But their main driveway, what, you know, where Wrights live.
Yes.
Okay. That road, the next driveway.
Uh-huh.
That used to go around and then back up to that house.
Oh.
And there's a huge boulder that you drive by.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember what their name was. But it was, there was just a little tiny house, and they must have been poor because I don't remember anything cool.
Uh-huh.
It was just this tiny house.
Uh-huh.
And my sister-in-law was friends with the lady.
Mm.
And
that would have been Alan's wife?
No, my brother Gene's wife, Billy.
Oh, okay.
And I remember there was a guy that was, we were walking home from school, three of us girls, and we were walking home from school, and this guy stopped, and he says, "You girls need a ride." And we said, "No." And so he, and that was down, where was that? It was about a quarter of a mile back from where the driveway that went straight up to the house, which is all rutted, and they didn't use it, but it was, there was a trail there.
You could walk there. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so he went around that corner, and when we walked around the corner, he was parked there again. And then he told us that we would make great models for Sears and Roebuck Company.
Oh.
And that he, that we should get a ride with him to our house, and so he could talk to our parents. And boy, the hair on the back of my neck was standing up, and I was going,
no.
And so we said, you know, no thanks, no thanks. And he said, well, you really, and he just went on a little bit more. And we took off running, and we ran up that trail. We had to run from, like, maybe here to the gallery on the road, and then we turned up. The road was dirt then, and we ran down the road and up that trail. And my brother, Gene, came along probably like 15 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
And so we told him, and he went looking for him. He never found him.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing, yeah. Yeah, wow. But, wow.
And that was, gosh, I think I was probably in third or fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
Fourth grade, probably.
Uh-huh.
This, you know, you think, there's always been crazy people.
That's right. That's true. There has been.
Okay.
Could you write out, like, who Edith Parker, your grandmother, was in some of your family history? Uh-huh. Could you write that out? That would be interesting, because you're one of the big families out here.
Is that still recording?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something later.
Okay. But, you know, just who's in your family?
She was clerk of the school board for years.
Yeah.
And she and Teddy used to bump heads.
Uh-huh. That's not surprising.
Yeah, she came from Iowa. She was born in Iowa. And she told us when she was little, real little, she'd want to go outside, and her mother would tell her, "You can go right outside the door, but don't go too far, because the Indians will get you."
Uh-huh. Wasn't she Blackfoot?
No, that was my other grandmother.
Oh, your other grandmother was...
Actually, that's Jeanette. And Lewis, I never got to meet them, either one.
Oh, okay, that was your other grandmother.
And it was her mother.
Ah, uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be nice if you could just write down a little bit of your genealogy. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I've been going to do it for years.
Well, honey, I'll prompt you to do it.
That's a good thing.
I know. But then, doggy.
Her husband, which was my grandfather, which I never met, he was like 20 years older than she.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And at that point, they lived in Pasadena, and she was head nutritionist at the high school there.
Oh, wow.
And she taught Bob from Bob's Big Boy how to cook.
Because
he was going to graduate, and his dream was to open up a hamburger stand across from the school.
Uh-huh. Oh, that'd be popular.
And so he went to we called her Mom Parker.
Uh-huh.
Went to Mom and said, could you teach me how to cook? And told her his idea and uh-huh. everything. And she says, sure. So she taught him how to make hamburgers and other things, too.
Sure. But
the hamburgers were the big thing. And he did open up his little stand.
Yeah. Yeah. So those were good.
That was a feather for her cap.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And then they came down here. And she stayed here. And my mom and dad worked in L.A. And when I was about, let's see, I started first grade here, so I was in kindergarten, and it snowed, so that was probably 49.
I think so, because I remember Teddy said, oh, that was the snow dam flood year, something like that.
And I was living with them, and we were living up in Pasadena then, and then from there we went to live with my dad's aunt for a while. Why, I don't know. But then we got our own place, and I don't remember the name of that city. But anyway, the school was just across the street and down a little ways.
Mm.
So my mother walked me to school. And I was sick all the time.
Huh.
And real sick.
Probably the bad air.
And the doctor finally said, so where do you people live before you came here? Where are you from? And my dad says, well, we lived down in San Diego, North San Diego County in Toulouse. And he says, well, what's it like there? And Dad said, like, out in the hills and the woods. And he says, that's where she belongs.
Oh, good for him.
So I came back down and lived with my grandma, and they would go back and forth every 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And then she owned this house?
Actually, my dad.
Your dad owned this house already.
Yeah, my dad bought here in 1942.
Uh-huh.
Just early 42, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he bought it for $1,700.
Wow.
150 acres.
150? Oh, man.
It went up over the mountain.
Wow.
So through the years, you know, he sold off.
Little parts,
things
yeah.
Things got tough, and he'd sell off part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got here. I was born in Oceanside and came home to here.
Oh, wow. Real local girl.
Very.
Very local girl.
Yeah. Actually, there's a picture of the house before Dad started remodeling. Well, he was just starting. A little bit of dust there.
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, wow, yeah. Yeah.
And the fireplace was right in that corner there.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a big window like that. There was a door and a big window.
Yeah.
That big window there.
Uh-huh.
And then another window like that here.
Uh-huh.
But the wall was right where that post is.
Uh-huh.
So it was long and narrow.
So you expanded it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's neat.
And we gathered rocks every weekend. My dad and I would go gather rocks.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why it's all rock.
Wow. It's beautiful. That's neat. That's a great picture. I'm going to set it right here.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I brought back these pictures to you from Scott. He said those you can have these. They're back. He said you can have them back. So.
Great.
Yeah, he said so. He gave me a huge stack of papers and pictures. They were like laminated of the schools and school kids and the post office and all kinds of neat stuff, which I'm scanning everything in to have it as, because I need to give everything to him back.
Right. So you'll have it all.
That's great. So, and then I've got another place where I have found I think it's from the Teddy stuff, who all the people were in the pictures. So I could take it and say, okay, this is Harry Garnsey, this is so-and-so, this is so-and-so.
That's great.
So I can take a PDF and put in the names, and then I can have another of a JPEG. So it's just, they don't look...
Yeah.
I hate it when they have pictures with the names on them, but then I'll have both of them.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be cool.
Yeah, so... It's
going to have a book this thick.
Oh, it's huge. It's going to be a big book because I'm doing the hot springs and the history of the post office, the history of all the people who've lived here, And so it's growing. It started out with just finding out the people who were in the graveyard. But from that, I have found out so much stuff from all these people, and so many people are helping, and, talk to this person, talk to that person,
Cool. There's a family up at Daly Heights. I've been to their house as a little kid. And they still own up there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or part of the family does.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about their names. And so they've been here a long, long time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And what did you know about Janet Stoner? I remember you telling me things about her. She was one of the names that came up.
She... As I remember her, she was, and I knew her probably, actually that round coffee table there she gave us when she moved.
Uh-huh.
But as I remember her, I was probably in second grade.
Uh-huh.
That she was a big woman. Now, whether she really was or not, I don't know.
Yeah, from that
but boy, when she said knock it off, you went, ooh, boy.
I think I will.
So everybody would kind of tiptoed around her.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think she had a husband. I don't ever remember a Mr. Stoner.
Uh-huh.
And she used to grow watermelons across the road from the house.
From here? From which house?
From the old adobe, which was her house.
Oh.
Where the driveway I told you about.
Uh-huh.
The adobe was next to that. And there was walnut trees.
Uh-huh.
On both sides of the road, clear down to the sharp corner that comes this way.
Mm-hmm.
That was all walnut trees.
Uh-huh.
And she had a garden almost across the road from her house. And I remember my brother stole the watermelon. She marched right down here.
Wow.
She knew who did it. And she used to, we had horses and we had an ornery billy goat and two cows. And every once in a while, one or two of them would get out and they'd go down the road and go to her house, or she would catch them somewhere along. And she'd make my dad pay to get him back.
Oh. Sounds like a character.
And she made cloth dolls that were just amazing.
Huh.
Just amazing. I think I got some pieces and parts around somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And
That would be a great thing to put in on a map. All these people, where they are. On at least one of them that you would do is just like, where was the Stoner house? Where was the Whaley mine? Where was all that kind of stuff?
There was another mine between Bleakers and Stoners.
Oh.
If you go past Bleakers coming this way,
mm-hmm.
there's an oak tree right close to the road that you almost have to go around.
Right.
And you go down like 100 feet, and there's a little canyon that goes back up.
Huh.
And there was a mine there.
Oh.
But I don't think it produced.
Uh-huh.
I think I remember that there was a tunnel started, but my grandma said never go in those tunnels, and boy.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
She meant it.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't.
But that would be a great thing if on like one of the maps you could at. Right during the a little bit of where that adobe house was and who was where was the Stoner house, where was the Whaley mine, where, so we could actually see
mm-hmm.
along the road where these, and it's going to change through the years, but
also it just made me think Janet Stoner was her name. She was a foster parent.
Yes, I noticed there was one person that had, like, wards of somebody. They were called, the kids were called wards.
Well, there were, Marie Blacktooth was one of them. She was an Indian from Paula.
Uh-huh.
And there was a boy named Regis, and he was a big boy. He was, like, in eighth grade or something.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, of course, she lived with her, and... Evidently, she brewed her own beer, and he brought some beer to school, and he hid it in the creek before you go, you know, the
right.
crossing on this side, you put it in the creek, and then went up. Well, at lunchtime, all of his kids went down,
uh-huh.
and when he opened it, it sprayed everybody. And when we went back up, did we get in trouble?
I'll bet y'all smelling like a brewery.
Yeah, I was probably in second grade.
Uh-huh.
But I remember Regis looking like, oh, man, I am dead now. So I'm sure that Janet Stoner gave him what for when he got home.
I'll bet.
Taking the beer.
What were they... Weren't the Lusueño Indians out here? Are they the ones that went in Paula? What do you know about the Indians that lived here?
You know, I don't know much, but I think they probably are. I think they traveled because up on the hill, the Ortega,
uh-huh.
and on around to like Los Gatos,
uh-huh.
that there's acorns up there that are not real bitter.
Oh, uh-huh.
And there, that was also really good deer area.
Ah, uh-huh.
So I'm sure that they probably summer camped at Guernsey's.
I think they did. I heard that they had up where Rosalie's house was, possibly. Someone had thought.
Well, in the fields, they found artifacts in the fields
uh-huh,
when
uh-huh.
they disc.
And moteros mm-hmm. and all kinds of stuff, yeah.
But I don't know. I only know one guy, and I haven't seen him and his sister. I haven't seen them for like 5 years. I don't even know if they're still alive.
Uh-huh.
They might know.
Mm.
But I'm thinking they probably were, because we found artifacts up the road here.
Uh-huh.
And there was, of course, they messed with the road and changed it. So then when it in 79, when it flooded in a lot of sand because they had been grading all up. Mm. That was after Rancho California bought it.
Uh-huh.
And it flooded in a lot of dirt. Our field down here has probably at least 2 feet of DG and
when stuff. When the flooded, huh? Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it covered up the grinding holes. So
yeah.
I kind of know where they are. I'm pretty sure I do. But we found a bowl. It's probably this big around out uh-huh. of volcanic rock, and it's about like that, and the hole in it is about that
from deep. Grinding the acorns. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they, I know they lived out here.
Yeah.
And
that was up there. And then there was maybe the same group moved on to, but I know that Garnsey's was a huge
mm-hmm.
encampment.
Mm-hmm.
And so any stories that I've heard was because of the oak trees and the, they call them sweet acorns, but they're, and I think they're the Engelmann.
And the Engelmanns, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Maybe so, maybe the Engelmanns are sweeter.
Because that's all
Engelmann. Oh, that's all Engelmann up mm-hmm. there, yeah. Yeah, so I know they would have got the acorns here, and they moved around to follow the crops,
mm-hmm.
whatever there was. They would right. go to the ocean, and they would, you know, harvest things well, from the ocean.
There, you know, a lot of them just lived over in Temecula.
Uh-huh, right.
All that Temecula River that goes up to Marietta,
mm-hmm.
the one we drive over.
Right.
We had a friend who lived in Marietta, and he found all kinds of artifacts out of the river.
Yeah. So this was a big, big Indian territory, and I'm pretty sure they call them now Los Sueños,
mm-hmm.
whatever, mm-hmm. but that was their language group.
Up, do you know where the I don't even know what they call it anymore, but it was a ranger station. You go up Los Gatos. And you go to the first, I think it's the first stop sign about a mile or half a mile down. And you make a left and you go back.
Oh, back on that dirt road that goes way back in there.
And it goes way back.
Yes.
And where the building is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you go past the building, there's this big, huge rock and it's kind of shaped like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's big. It's like the top of it is almost as big as this room.
Wow.
Maybe that big.
Uh-huh.
And I think, if I remember right, there's like 14 grinding holes up there.
Oh, wow.
So that was a gathering, talking...
Uh-huh, place.
You know, make dinner place.
Right.
And then the rock has a curve in it, and this kind of overhangs, and there's a lot of little holes in that, and some people say that was a fertility rock. I can't remember.
Someday I could pick you up and we could drive around and you could show me this stuff and mm-hmm. we could take some nice pictures. That would be neat.
And it is it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'd love and to see it.
The top of it, you have to climb up. It's probably 8 feet
uh-huh.
above the ground. And then where the rangers put the outhouse, there's a trail that the ranger station is here, the big rock is here, and the creek runs down here.
Is that like San Mateo Creek?
I don't know what the name of it is. It goes down the other side, and I don't think it gathers from the plateau.
Uh-huh.
And goes down to the ocean, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I think it does. But there's also, if you go across the creek and hike over there, there's a circle of oak trees.
Wow.
And it's, I haven't been up there since David was little. I would guess it's 25 feet in diameter.
Uh-huh.
But it's a perfect circle.
Oh.
And so when we were, I took little David up there, and he's real interested in everything.
Uh-huh.
And so I was doing a lot of meditating at that time. And so we went across the creek and we found this.
Uh-huh.
And I told him this got to be magic.
Yeah.
It's got to be a magical place.
It would be, yeah.
And so I said, let's go into the middle and sit down and meditate.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of did. He had a hard time wiggling and looking around and everything. But it does have a feeling.
I'll bet it does. I'd love to see that. So yeah, can I do that sometime? Sure. Like maybe after Christmas?
Sure.
You know, we can just come and pick you up on a nice day, and
yeah,
you can drive around and you can show me all this stuff.
Yeah, I haven't been up there. Oh boy, David was probably 9 when we went up there the uh-huh. last time, and he's 24.
Uh huh.
So I don't know. And they also had grids set up where evidently the colleges were coming in.
Oh,
and looking for artifacts.
For artifacts. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what's up there anymore.
Yeah, well,
I don't even for sure know how to get there, but I know it's the road that goes west.
Uh-huh. We've been hiking up there, and there is a ranger station, and you go down into San Mateo, you can go down into San Mateo Canyon from there, and we walked that way. And they had is that the place that had the old water pump that you could pump the water? Maybe we're thinking of a different place. But I know they had a big old-fashioned water pump out front, and you could pump the water.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, because then I know where that is.
Okay. Yeah, it was a long building, kind of ran north and south, and then that big rock, and then there's an outhouse. That's what I was going to tell you. There's an outhouse, and it was fairly new because, you know, all the diggings were out there.
Uh-huh.
And we were just walking along, and this little shiny thing caught my eye. And it's a quartz crystal arrowhead about that long.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
And I just went, are you kidding
me? Wow. Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I know there was an artist in there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's right.
But it's a real interesting place.
Uh-huh.
And if you just let down all the ego and all the today stuff and yesterday stuff and just be.
Yes.
Quiet the mind.
Yep. I'm a meditator.
You get that feeling mm-hmm. up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, wow.
Yeah.
And that's why I told David, this place is
I'd love to go up and see it. That would be great.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
For sure.
We'll do that. I don't want to, because I wanted you to go to the crystal mine after it washed out, and then I didn't do it and didn't do it and didn't do it. I should have done that.
My daughter just, when my dog was lost,
uh-huh.
She pulled into that driveway and got out and was looking around. She found a real nice crystal about that tall and about that wide.
Wow.
Nice and clear.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it. I think I have another one that somebody just recently gave me. No, she has it.
Uh-huh.
But it was right there in the driveway.
Yeah. Amazing.
So after a rain, that's where you need to go. If it rains hard, then it washes away the dirt.
Well, next hard rain, I will call you up and say, let's go.
And I don't know who owns that property.
Yeah.
They pump water clear up the hill.
Huh.
And I know it was illegal for Daly to do.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if this is legal or not.
Yeah, well.
But it's private. It's not a corporation.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But let me see what time it is. I need to get home by a certain time to...
Uh-oh.
It's almost 3:00.